Breakfast.
All right, we're about to get into our conversation for this morning. If you do want to get involved, please give us a call, SMS, tweet, or WhatsApp. Now, since the advent of colonialism and transatlantic slave trade, information on Africa can be argued to be presented from a European point of view. This viewpoint sought to justify the colonization of Africa and the enslavement of Africans during the transatlantic slave trade, the liberation of Africa from European colonialism and the emancipation of slaves in the Americas came with calls for the liberation of knowledge by some Africans, who proposed that knowledge should be looked at from the point of view of Africans. So right now, Africans are having difficulty claiming things like land, our culture, our history, or because it was not written by us, or there's not enough evidence to prove such. So today we're having a conversation with Winston Bluejay, who is of African Curators, which is an online information sharing platform for Africans across the globe. A very good morning to you, Winston. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Finally, we have a conversation.
Yes, please. I'm very, very ready. I'm raring to go. So.
All right. So let me know now, what is African Curators about and who is it for?
African Curators is an online platform that we're trying to give a voice to fellow Africans to tell their own stories, and it's for all Africans on the continent and abroad. So, yeah, it's for us. It's for us Africans.
Okay, so when you say for us Africans, I mean, what are the stories and the type of information that you provide to people? Is it on culture, on fashion, or do we go really deep in terms of the kind of information that you are sharing there?
We are trying to cover every aspect of life, from social life, from general information to education to business to just everything that involves life of an African. So we are not really focusing on one thing, but as you can see, our history and our everything that we do right now is only influenced by the West, and our stories are being told by the West. So we try to cover every aspect of life, from dressing to fashion to music to business to the economy, everything that we have got a voice. I think we must have a voice on everything. That's why we focus on everything as well.
So when we say Africans, who are we referring to? Because there are many people on the one side who will argue that because I was born here, that makes me an African. And others will argue, but that's not where you originally come from. Your heritage might be European or China or India, whatever the case may be. And that disqualifies you from being African. So what do we define as being African for us to say that this website is based on African stories?
Being African means we can look at the location as well. Say no, you live here around the continent. You can be born here and then you go abroad. But we are mainly focused on Black Africans. I don't mean to sound racist or anything like that. We are open to work with fellow white Africans as well. But we are mainly focusing on Black Africans, as you can see. Through history, we are the most disadvantaged group, and we don't have a voice. So we are focusing on the disadvantaged group of Black Africans that don't have a voice.
So what do you want people to gain out of this platform?
We strive for African unity, and we are trying to reverse the colonial era narrative that defines us as being different from the rest of the world and how the world looks at us as Africans as well. So that's what we are trying to do, that we are trying to tell our own stories and give people, give Africa the real voice, the real Africa, and just show the rest of the world that we are who we are, and this is our story, not what they see on CNN or on the news, or those funny adverts where flies are flying around a kid, a hungry, starving kid, whatever they get. Because when it comes to brands, Europe is branded differently from Africa. Africa, they just define it as a jungle. And when people talk of Africa, they just think of wild animals and people living in huts and beating drums.
Before we wrap up, I want to ask you a quick question. I love how you say, you know, it's for people to see Africans differently. Do you think that we as Africans need to see ourselves differently?
Yes, definitely, because I do think we, Africans ourselves, we are not yet free from that colonial brainwash.
Mm-hmm.
Even amongst us Africans, we don't know each other so well. That's why we are trying to create a platform where we can even tell stories, not only to Europe, but amongst ourselves as well. That's why we still have things like xenophobia going on.
Because yes.
We don't know much of our history and we don't know ourselves. So there's still that colonial nightmare going on where we don't know much about ourselves as well. So we need to learn as well as
yes.
Africans, not only to tell our stories, but also to learn about ourselves as well.
And I think it's a really, really important platform. So I encourage all the listeners to go to AfricanCurators.com or follow Winston at MBlueJay, B-L-U-J-A-Y, to get more info. Check out AfricanCurators.com. And thank you so much. Thank you so much to our guest, Winston Blue Jay, on The Early Breakfast Show.